presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, now printed in 32 tabloid-sized pages, each page in full four colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Last week, you may remember, Flash Gordon and Dale Arden saved the Earth from destruction by shooting a rocket at a planet which threatened to collide with it. They became marooned on the planet called Mongo. The Emperor, Ming the Merciless, ordered Flash killed and commanded Dale to marry him. The royal princess, loving Flash, saved him. Soon, Prince of the Lion Men helped Flash prevent Ming from marrying Dale by breaking up the marriage ceremony and escaping underground. Now we continue the story. Flash and Dale are captured by the Shark Men. Princess Aura appears and again saves Flash, who in turn tries to free Dale. But Thune's father, searching for his princely son, captures the princess and Flash. Rather than remain a captive, the proud Aura hurls herself over the cliff, only to be caught by the terrible leaves of a constrictor plant. Flash hastens to her aid.
Oh.
Don't struggle, Princess Aura. I'll free you.
Hurry! The leaves are crushing me.
I'll cut them with my sword.
Oh, careful, Flash. The plant may catch you.
This devilish plant.
Oh, Flash, it's caught you too.
Yes, I didn't think it could. It's a tough break.
What shall we do now?
I don't know. Yes?
Flash.
What is it, Princess? Are you in pain?
No. Look down there. A door in the cliff has opened.
Yes, so it has. A soldier's coming out. Strange looking guns. Those your father's men?
No, I never saw them before. They must have seen us coming to make us captive.
Well, at least they'll get us out of the clutches of this terrible plant.
Soldiers! You can kill that plant and kill it. But don't injure its victims. I want them brought to me alive.
Don't be afraid, Princess. Those men will catch you.
Be ready to catch our men. Now, the other one.
Here I come.
We're safe on the ground. But what will happen now?
Young the leader of those soldiers.
Soldiers, you did that well. Princess Aura.
Yes. How do you know me? I do not know you.
I know your father.
Oh,
what's this? Another white stranger?
Yes, Prince Darin.
Blindfold him and prepare our other white prisoner for the ordeal of the poisoned daggers.
As you command, Prince Darin.
What are you going to do with me?
Guard. Take the princess to my quarters.
As you command, Prince Baron.
Here comes our other white prisoner. Perhaps you know him, youth.
How can I tell? He's got a hood over his head. I can't see his face.
He says he is from the Earth. I suppose you are from there, too?
I am.
I don't believe you. But no matter. Our hiding place must remain a secret, so both of you must die. Are the white prisoners prepared, guard?
They are, Prince Baron. Their left forearms are tied together.
And the poison daggers, are they ready?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now listen, prisoners. I am dipping these two daggers in dragon's blood. The slightest scratch from these blades means certain death. Guard, give these to the prisoners. On the count of three, you will commence fighting. One, two, three.
As Prince Baron utters the word, Flash steps back, jerking his mysterious antagonist off balance. He flings aside his dagger. Then he causes his opponent to drop his poisoned weapon. Picking up the dagger, Flash shoves it forward, handing him to his opponent. And as the two whip off their blindfolds and reveal themselves to each other,
Flash Gordon, Dr. Zarkov!
So you do know each other?
I should say we do. I'm mighty glad to see you, Doctor. I thought you were dead after our rocket crashed on this planet.
I was badly hurt, Flash. These fellows, they picked me up and brought me here. They made me act as their servant. Well, we saved the Earth, didn't we, lad?
We certainly did, Doctor. Now, Prince Baron, maybe you will believe that we are from the Earth. This man was the most brilliant scientist in the world. He was
Stop. My admiration for both of you is boundless. I would be honored to have you shake my hand and call me friend.
Your friend?
Yes.
Why, of course. Here's my hand.
And mine.
Good. Now come to my quarters. My friends, I have invented an electric mole with which I intend to burrow underground into the palace of Ming the Merciless and overthrow his tyrannical government. Are you with me?
Certainly.
You bet we are. We've got to rescue Dale and Thune from that fiend.
Princess Sora, you heard what I planned to do?
Yes. Please take me back to my father's palace with you.
You? Why, it's because of you that I am a hunted man with a price on my head. You will remain here as my prisoner. Come, my friends. Come.
Oh, I will I? Scott.
What is it?
What is your name?
Runkle, my princess.
Runkle. I thought I recognized your face. You fled into exile from my father's guard when you were caught stealing.
Yes.
Listen, Runkle.
Princess.
If you will help me warn my father of what those men plan to do, I will make you not only wealthy, but also a duke.
For once so lovely, my princess, how could I refuse? Come with me.
Unaware of what has happened in the hiding place and racing underground toward the palace of Ming the Merciless and their electric mole, Prince Baron, Dr. Zarkov, and Flash Gordon encounter a fierce Grokko, or armor-plated dragon. Flash climbs out of the mole and gives battle, saving his companions. For this, Prince Baron promises that if they succeed in overthrowing Ming, Flash will be made a prince of Mongo, and anything he desires will be his. Finally, the electric mole breaks through the floor of the central hall of Ming's palace. The door opens and the trio emerge from the metal burrowing machine.
Come, my friends. We have arrived.
Ah, so we have. What is our next move, Prince Baron?
This is the central hall of Ming's palace. We go up those stairs, Dr. Zarkov, and surprise the inner guard.
Prince Baron, look.
Ming's armored men.
We've been betrayed.
Yes.
But how could the news have reached here before us?
Let us get our ray gun.
It's no use, Doctor. The armor of those soldiers is ray-proof.
Here comes Ming the Merciless with his high priest.
No, no.
There. Thank heavens he's all right.
Welcome back to my palace, Flash Gordon. And welcome to your companions. Soldiers, lash them to that pillar over there and execute them.
Oh, Flash, darling, I love you so much.
Dale, my dear, we did our best to save you, but we've been betrayed. I guess they have us now.
Let them shoot. They'll kill me, too, and we'll be together forever.
Very well, Dale Arden. You can have him in death. Captain, proceed with the execution.
Shoot, you yellow dogs. We aren't afraid to die.
Ready? Aim. Stop. Hold your fire.
Smoky, what does this mean? If you were not the high priestess, I would have your tongue torn out for your insolence.
I ask you, remember, sire, that according to the sacred writ of Tao, even a traitor has the right to choose between the firing squad and the terrible test.
True, Sugi. And on second thought, the test would furnish us with greater amusement.
Yes, sire. We must abide by the sacred writ. And then, too, I see no reason why the girl should be killed.
Captain, fire. Release the prisoners.
Yeah.
They shall undergo the terrible test. First, bring them over to the pit.
All right, come on, come along.
This is the test of the torture pit. Flash Gordon, you and Baron will stand on each end of the narrow platform and with long whips try to topple each other into the pit, where a surprise will be awaiting you. Take your places.
The two mount the platform. Flash ducks as Prince Baron's whip whines over his head. Then Flash's whip hits Baron with such force as to knock him off balance and into the pit. Dropping his whip, Flash leaps after him. As he throws the unconscious form of Prince Baron over his shoulder and prepares to climb out, a transparent metal sheath silently slides over the top of the pit, trapping them. At the same time, Flash hears a growl, and looking around, he sees three snarling tigrons. Placing Prince Baron on the floor, Flash turns on the fierce beast. The first one charges. Leaping high in the air, Flash comes down on the tigron's back with a powerful wrench, breaks its neck. Instantly, the other two tigrons leap at each other to fight for the possession of the body. Furiously, the battle rages. Finally, both animals are down, wounded unto death. Then Prince Baron regains consciousness.
Where are we?
You're all right, Prince Baron.
Yes.
We're in the pit. But they trapped us with that transparent metal lid.
And you saved us from these beasts. Oh, you are superb, Flash.
That was easier than figuring how we're going to get out of here. Look up there. Huh? Prince Soon. Yes. He's just in time. Soon! Roll that metal lid back. He nods that he understands. There. He's done it. We're free. Come along.
Meanwhile, in the temple of Tao, Ming and Dale are about to be married by Zogi, the high priest.
By now, Dale Arden, my saber-toothed tyrants have torn your ear all to pieces.
Oh, poor Flash. He died trying to save me. Nothing matters now.
Here comes Zogi to perform the ceremony.
Oh, mighty Ming, ruler of Mongo and the universe. Does your supreme intelligence take this Earth woman to be your wife and empress of Mongo?
I most certainly do.
And you, Dale Arden, do you take this just and brilliant man to be your lord and master?
I don't care what happens now.
As you have accepted each other in matrimony before the great god Sao, I pronounce
Wait.
You...
Stop.
The idol speaks.
I, Tao, forbid this marriage.
It is a trick. Fool. A stone idol cannot talk. Zogi, bring back the statue.
At once, sire.
Flash Gordon.
No, sorry. He told me you were dead.
The Earthman and two companions alive.
Go, guard. Shoot them down. The marriage must go on.
Wait.
Sire. The sacred writ say you cannot execute a man who has passed the test of the Tigrans. Guard, drop your weapons or Tao will curse you all.
What?
You dare defy me?
I only quote the sacred writ. As high priest, it is my duty to interpret and enforce its dictates.
Guard, give me your sword. Loki, I will stop your jabbering mouth forever.
No! Oh, how awful. He's killed the high priest.
Carry the body away, God.
Bless my darling. I thought I had lost you.
Never, as long as I have strength in these two arms and the breath of life in my body.
So Tao forbids me to slay you, eh? Well, Tao and I will both laugh while you rabble slaves in the prison city of the Hawkmen.
Death would be more desirable.
As for you, Dale Arden, you shall be taught to act like my empress.
Doomed to a fate worse than death among the cruel Hawkmen. What terrifying adventures await our friends? Be sure to listen in again next week and hear the further amazing adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden, who appear in full-color pictures next Sunday in the 32-page comic weekly supplement of your Hearst Sunday newspaper, the world's greatest all-picture magazine of fun and adventure. Don't miss the comic weekly next Sunday. All your friends will be there. Besides Flash Gordon and Dale Arden, you will find King of the Royal Mounted waiting to thrill you with another chapter in his adventures of the great Northwest. Good old Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father. Your old pal Skippy, Tilly the Toiler, Ace Drummond, Johnny Round the World, The Little King, Radio Patrol, they'll all be waiting to entertain you. Of course, those irresponsible Katzenjammer kids are on deck with a new prank on their friends. How can they think of all those tricks? And as for Barney Google, well, I'm afraid I'll have to agree with Snuffy Smith that Google seems a bit tetched in the haze. Remember, they're all in the Comic Weekly next Sunday. 32 pages of colored pictures. Be sure to get your copy of the Hearst Sunday newspaper next Sunday, containing this big 32-page Comic Weekly. And remember, we have a date next week for another chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden.